from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, January 25th. Coming up, some students at college campuses across the country have called on universities to defund and abolish their campus police departments, including at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. We'll learn more about this movement from Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines. But first, these headlines. Today marks the beginning of Phase 1B of coronavirus vaccine distribution in Illinois, meaning everyone over 65 plus certain frontline essential workers are eligible for the vaccine. But as Hannah Meisel reports, vaccine supply is going to outpace demand for quite a while.
Governor J.B. Pritzker acknowledges it's going to be difficult to get a vaccine. While many Illinoisans in this phase will get their shots through their employer, many more will not, and will have to keep checking with their local health department or pharmacies like Walgreens to snag an appointment. Pritzker says it'll be like this for a while, until the Biden administration invokes the Defense Production Act to ramp up vaccine supply.
So don't try to line up at your local store or call your local pharmacy. When we have a steady stream of vaccine coming in from the federal government, we will launch walk-in locations and round-the-clock operations.
There are approximately 3.2 million Illinoisans eligible for vaccines in this next phase. Only about 1% of Illinois' population is fully vaccinated. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Sales of existing homes were up last month in Illinois and in Champaign County, capping off a strong year for realtors. Statewide, the group Illinois Realtors says the number of homes sold in December was up nearly 29% from the same month in 2019, and the group says December home sales for the Champaign-Urbana area were up 13.5% from a year earlier. But Jeffrey Hewings with the University of Illinois Regional Economics Applications Lab says most of the growth in home sales is with higher-priced homes, which are also selling for higher prices than the year before.
Housing affordability has declined, and the lower-income groups have, for the most part, been the recipients of the lowest increase, in some cases no increase, in real wages. So their capacity to purchase houses has been reduced.
Hewings says the strongest growth in home sales tends to be in areas with strong service and academic sectors like Champaign-Urbana. By comparison, Illinois Realtors says December home sales were flat in the Decatur area compared to last year, and just 50 homes were sold in the Danville area last month. That's a 27% drop from the previous December. A mostly black neighborhood in Champaign is shaken, and police are investigating after multiple homes received racist flyers. Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick reports.
Melanie Kyle discovered a rock in her driveway. Attached was a note with several websites under the title, No White Guilt.
It's a phrase that's associated with white supremacy. It's like a rallying cry.
Kyle, who is white, believes her mostly black Champaign neighborhood was targeted.
And I do think that this was a coordinated effort, that it was meant to be a statement in advance of Martin Luther King Day in the Martin Luther King Jr. subdivision.
Champaign police say they condemn any speech intended to degrade, intimidate, or incite violence, and they would like to know the individuals responsible. Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Newsroom.
University of Illinois students are back on campus, and COVID-19 testing has begun to ramp back up after the holiday break. The campus has seen between 10 and 40 new cases per day since last weekend, when students were asked to come back to campus to begin testing again. As of Saturday, the 7-day average positivity rate on campus was 0.3%, which is similar to what it was right before students left for break. Still to come, we'll hear the first in a three-part series from Illinois Newsroom's education reporter Lee Gaines on campus policing. That's next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Students at college campuses across the country have called on universities to defund and abolish their campus police departments, including at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Illinois Newsroom education reporter Lee Gaines spent months digging into arrest data, talking with activists and campus cops. As she reports in the first of a three-part series, students and faculty who want campus cops gone say reforms won't work, that the police are a racist institution, and that they've targeted Black students and community members for years.
When I say officer, y'all say overseer. Officer!
About 60 people are gathered outside the police department at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus. They're all wearing masks and carrying pots and pans. They want to send a message to campus police. You're not welcome here. A U of I senior named William Burke is at the mic.
I was skating down Green Street 3 weeks ago. Skateboarding, right? Turn right on 4th. What happens? I get pulled over, and five other cops showed up no shorter than 3 minutes after that. I was skateboarding.
Burke, who is Black, was given a warning by campus police that says he ran two red lights. He disputes that. He's also one of many Black students on campus who say they're over-policed by UIPD. And here's what the data shows. More than half of people taken to jail by UIPD between 2016 and 2019 were Black. But Black students make up only about 7% of the U of I student body. And Black people make up an estimated 12% of the Champaign-Urbana metro population. Burke says campus police make him feel unsafe, and that's why he's advocating for their removal.
I'm paying this money to go to this school. I'm putting in my time to go here, and then they have cops there to just make me know that even though I go here and this is my school, it's not my place. But that's how it feels to me, at least.
Burke started referring to himself as a police abolitionist after George Floyd, a Black man, was killed by a white police officer in Minneapolis last May. A lot of students I talked to say that's what propelled them into this movement. And now they want the U of I to take the $8+ million they spend on police every year and put it into mental health and other services for students. And they're not alone. Students and faculty at campuses across the country, including in Michigan, California, and Connecticut, have staged protests and written letters calling on universities to dismantle their campus police departments. Dylan Rodriguez is a professor at the University of California, Riverside, and he's been a police abolitionist for the last 25 years. He explains the movement this way.
It's a recognition of the foundational violence of an existing system and the need to eliminate it. And it's a collective call to creativity, to remake the world in the absence of that system.
That system being policing, which leaves officers like the chief of UIPD police, Alice Carey, with some very big questions.
People can call to defund police, but what is the alternative? You can't take us away and leave society, you know, without resources.
Rodriguez answers her this way. Police react to crimes after they've happened, while abolitionists want a system focused on giving people the resources they need to prevent crime.
And I'm talking about mass shootings. I'm talking about sexual violence. I'm talking about so-called property crime. There's all different kinds of ways to prevent that stuff from actually happening that then eliminates the need for a reactive police force that gets on the scene when the damage is already done.
Rodriguez says police often make those situations worse. Carey, the UIPD chief, acknowledges the department can do better. She says they're taking steps to engage with communities of color more and adding social workers to their patrols. But she says campus police are necessary to protect vulnerable populations. Students like Latrell Crawford disagree. He's a Black U of I senior, and when he imagines a police-free campus, he feels safer.
With policing and the stereotypes and, you know, being here, it's hard to do that when you don't even feel safe, like just comfortably walking on the campus. I want to be able to do that freely without, you know, the stereotypes existing, the systems existing that oppress us and marginalize us.
The U of I students plan to continue to agitate. They say they'll host workshops and other events this spring, and they're doing this so that hopefully, one day, all students will feel safe and welcome on campus, regardless of their identity. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, Lee goes on a ride-along with a U of I campus police officer, plus takes a closer look at the history of campus cops. You can also find the full story online at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see a wintry mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow through tomorrow morning. Today's high will be around 34 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, Reginald Hardwick, and Lee Gaines. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Mulmean. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.